Reading with your kids.
Hola, ni hao, konnichiwa, assalamu alaikum, shalom, mahaba, moni moli wanji, namaste, jambo, bienvenidos. Hi, my name is Jed Lee, and this is the Reading with Your Kids podcast. We're coming to you from the beautiful and oh-so-chilly neighborhood of Reedville in the southwest corner of Boston, Massachusetts. We're so delighted and honored that you're joining us in our mission to help families grow closer through reading. Please be sure to subscribe to the show on the iHeartRadio app, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Stitcher Radio, wherever you find your podcast. Two great guests are returning to the podcast today, Yobi Q and Kim Ann. They have teamed up to create two really wonderful books as Quick Affirmations for Super Busy Women and Quick Affirmations for Super Busy Men. Before we invite Kim and Yobi into the studio, we want to let you know that this episode of the Reading With Your Kids podcast is brought to you by the Power Series by our friend Ruth Maley. The Power of Positivity, the ABCs of a Pandemic, The Power of Kindness Through the Eyes of Children, and the latest book in the series, The Power of Gratitude, Unlocking Hidden Treasures. All three of these books are Reading With Your Kids certified great reads, and they're just a tremendous addition to any family library. Talk about teaching great lessons to kids. These three books are absolutely wonderful. We really love the latest in the series, The Power of Gratitude, Unlocking Hidden Treasures. There's so much fun, and again, such a great lesson for all kids. We love these books. We know that you and your kids will love them too. Oh man, I am so excited. We are welcoming back two of our favorite friends to the podcast. Yobi Q, who's in New Jersey, and Kim Ann is out in Orange County, California. They are here to let us know about a super project that they're involved with. They're creating two books, Quick Affirmations for Super Busy Moms, Quick Affirmations for Super Busy Men. Please welcome to the show two super busy authors, Yobi Q and Kim Ann. Hey, my friends, how are you?
Hi, Jed. I'm doing so well. Thank you for having us here again.
Hi, Jed. Thanks for having us. I'm really excited.
That first voice was a voice of Yobi Q joining us from New Jersey, Kim Ann, formerly of the beautiful state of Massachusetts, now in
That's
California,
true.
is also with us. Hey, Kim, why don't you start by telling us what's this project going on? You launched a Kickstarter to get this happening, correct?
Yes. So we'll talk about a little bit more how Yobi and I kind of came to do this project together. But we launched a Kickstarter yesterday for two books and two affirmation card series. So it's Quick Affirmations for Super Busy Women Like Us, Quick Affirmations for Super Busy Men, and also with the card sets that come with it. So we'll also have affirmation cards that they can use on a daily basis or take with them to work or wake up and pull a card. So we're super excited about it.
Yobi, why is it important for folks to just take that minute in the morning or the afternoon to kind of reflect and read an affirmation and really kind of embrace it?
It's so important, Jed, and I am not someone who did things like that. In my household, no one did that. And after, we're so focused on daily life, we're so busy, the kids are busy, we have our jobs, we have our businesses that we're running, and a ton of different things, and we really don't have time to really focus on ourselves, on our minds, and our positivity, how we're going to kickstart the day. And it's very funny because the story behind it is Kim and I are, we met online. We've never met each other, but everyone thinks that we are this happily married couple who talks every single day. We met online and we were children book authors and we were supporting each other to kind of figure out how to create more beautiful books for children. And I asked Kim, you're so well and author events, can you help me out? And Kim says, Yobi, you're so good with working with schools and promoting your books in schools and getting the books to parents. Can you help me out? We started talking every single night, working together to build each other's businesses. And I got to see how busy Kim's life is with an 18-year-old child with special needs. And then she got to see me at odd hours, 10 p.m. at night, taking care of my daughter, running our business, making food for the next morning. And we just kind of asked each other, how do you do it? Showing up every single day happy, like excited, good energy, and ready to move forward. And Kim told me, and Kim can tell the story herself later on, and she said, one day she just kind of decided she's going to live a happy life. Kim, do you want to say the story? And that leads us to how we came up with this project.
Yes. So as Yobi said, I have an 18-year-old son who was a 1-pound, 25-week preemie that we almost lost several times. And so he is a full-time 24-hour care child. And, you know, it was really hard at first. I had health issues because of my pregnancy and my delivery, and then my child had health issues. And I was finding that it was getting harder to stay awake. I was really sad, but then I still got up because I had to take care of my child. And then one day, and it's funny, it's my dog, and his name was Bruin, so I think you can appreciate that, even after the Boston Bruins. My dog was laying next to me, and I realized, I was like, I almost forgot to feed him. And I looked at him, and I was like, okay, we're done. We're not going to feel sorry for ourselves. I have one life to live in this lifetime, and I'm going to do the best I can to be happy and productive every day. And that's really what happened. And I just had to start taking care of myself and my self-health. And so for me, I started to think about affirmations. I get up in the morning, and I'm like, I'm going to have a great day. You know, everything is going to be great, and I can do this. I'm strong, and I can do this. And that's how it's happened. And every day I get up. I love what I do. I have my son. He's over there right now doing online school. So, you know, I still have that as part of my life, but I'm going to have a happy life.
Yeah. It's so interesting. Sorry to cut you off, Jed, but when I met Kim the first day, I was going, and I had never shared this with anyone, but we feel like this is going to help women, super busy women, connect and kind of come embrace themselves. I was going through a very hard time with multiple miscarriages. The day that I met her, we had a workshop lining up, and I said, I can't get up right now because I just gone through a huge surgery. This is my third loss. And she was like, okay, when do you want to do this next event then? Just straight to it. And I said, oh, I like this woman because she's been through some tough things for her not to be moping over life like this. So we really knows what being positive, taking care of our mental health, and reading, to giving ourselves even 5 seconds a day to read one line to kickstart our day would do to our mental health.
Yeah. So very important. You know, Yobi, you just, you know, shared that, you know, the loss that you suffered, and so many people do suffer losses. And for a lot of people, it's like, this really terrible thing happened to me and I just can't move forward today. And then today turns into tomorrow, turns into a week, turns into a month, to the fact was, well, yes, I can't go back there now. I lost my opportunity. And, so to come together, to put this together to help busy men and busy women. And let me tell you, I know these two women. I know how busy they are. It's incredible. Yobi is running, owns daycare centers and businesses and consulting. And Kim Ann, I don't have a special needs child, but I did work with kids with severe special needs. And so I know what kind of work that you need to do to support your son and write books on top of that. I mean, for most people, taking care of your son is a full-time job. So these are women who aren't, they're not academics sitting in a ivory tower. They're living the life, and they're sharing their experiences with you. Kim Ann, tell us a little bit about the Kickstarter program. I love Kickstarters. I love the fact that we get to choose what projects we want to support and push forward.
Yes, thank you. Kickstarter is something that I've done in the past, Yobi's done in the past, and we help coach other authors on doing Kickstarters now. Kickstarter is great. Okay, it's a program that helps crowdfund creative projects. And so for small businesses who have great ideas that maybe don't have the capital, we can go out and allow people to, I'm going to use the word pre-order the products. So unlike a GoFundMe, we're just asking for people for money. It's actually a program where we can put out our product, pictures of our product. And if people like the projects and they speak to them, they can pre-order and be the first to get the product. So that's what we're doing right now. We have some pictures up on our Kickstarter page of what the products are. We're getting ready to order them. So we're trying to get people excited about it and to pre-order in advance.
Yeah. You know, I kind of feel when I go to Kickstarter and I'm looking at a project, I kind of feel like Mark Cuban or Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank deciding, yeah, I'll buy into that. And, you know, you're dead to me over here.
Yes, it's neat because this is all like new stuff. Like you said, like Shark Tank, you know. So, you know, we think a cool concept with our affirmation series because as we shared a little bit about our daily struggles, both of us have about a few minutes a day, a couple of seconds a day that sometimes we just need to refocus. You know, I'm on a podcast with you this morning. You know, any second now, my son may decide that he doesn't want to watch Elmo anymore, you know, and he'll start to get upset. Well, then I start to get upset. So I have like a few seconds to focus myself and pull myself back together. And so that's what was the inspiration for this series. When I was talking to Yobi, and she knows, you know, I'll be talking to her midnight East Coast time and her little one is still awake. You know, I don't want to sleep, mommy. I want you to read me a story. And she's like, I need to work with Kim, you know. So we both know what it's like to just have a few seconds, take a deep breath, you know, figure out what we're going to focus on and move forward.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Kim, I just want to add that as a mom, a woman, a children's book author who launched a product like this, we really thought about the men in our lives.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we did.
The really supportive men. And we created a product for them because I think it's important for men to feel appreciated. I think it's important for men to take a few seconds to refocus themselves, keep us grounded as well, because they don't really have an opportunity to be very communicative, to be very expressive. Right. So I feel like hopefully these cards or these books, they can open the books, flip through a few pages, it takes them 5 seconds to realign, refocus, think about it, and charge forward on their day. It's not an easy time that we're living in these days. Yeah. Days are hard, and our concept is A to Z, easy pick-me-ups for not-so-easy days both women and for both men. We want to show our appreciation for everyone that's raising families and businesses and careers these days.
Yeah. And Yobi and I both have very supportive husbands. Prior to coming on here, my husband, you know, he made me a cup of espresso and turned on the little space heater in my office. So when I got up this morning, it was already set up, you know, and he helps with my son. So obviously why I'm in here, he's watching. Then he's going to go to work and work a full-time job. So Yobi's right. You know, like if he's having a tough moment out there, I'm in here, he's got to focus himself. So we did try to think about the men out there that also shoulder these burdens and only have a second to refocus.
Yeah. And I think Yobi too, I think it's especially hard for young men because the world has really changed and our expectations of what a man is supposed to be has really changed. And the changes kind of came without a memo kind of being sent out. You know, it's like one day it's men should be thinking this way. And then the next day it's like, I can't do that anymore. What do you mean? I've been thinking.
Yeah, it's really tough because even as an early childhood educator, we work with boys and work with girls. We try to work with them the same way. We want to raise them with love, with care. But a lot of times you will hear people say things like, stop crying, you're a man, shake it off, let's go, right? And they're raised that way. And our whole society has this kind of mentality and culture that's how men should be. But a lot of men aren't used to reading affirmations or taking out cards. And it might be taboo, but this day and age, it's even more important because there's just so much going on in our world every single day that I think it's so important for them to really reevaluate what their roles are how to express love and how we can show more appreciation and that we are one unit. Like Kim said, our husbands help us out with so much around the house so we can go on and have our businesses and have our lives as well. The roles are changing in this modern world. And we hope that people will see that through our projects that we are very there. We gave the men just as much attention as we gave the women. In fact, I actually love the men version of the book a little bit more than the women version. All the lines are different. All of them are written with women, super busy women in mind, and all of them are written with super busy men in mind. Every single line is different, and if you see it, you're going to love it.
Yeah.
And we did decide that the next book in this series is going to be more gender neutral. So we're going to come out with a book that will be able to be read by anyone. And hopefully that has a special market too.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's talk about the Kickstarter itself. So folks go to your website on Kickstarter, and we'll find out what that is a little bit later on. They'll see some pictures, and then they have some choices. It's not like, well, if you like this, there's one thing for you to buy pre-order. But there's a number of different rewards and things that they can choose from, right?
Yeah, we have the men book, the woman book, and then different cards. And we are both author coaches, so we put in a bunch of things that we can help other authors or aspiring authors to create their own book. And we put in something really cool like tote bags and t-shirts and bookmark that moms and dads or super busy women can appreciate. So there are a ton of other products there that I think people will like. And they can also have some of Kim and Yobi time where we can read the book to them, talk to their children. And there are other book selections from Kim's collection and books from my collection that people can get.
And there's also, it's something, something new and cool. And so I have, we coach people on Kickstarter, so I'm always trying to learn. And so I heard about this program called Make 100 for January. And so neither one of us had any experience in that. So we figured what better way to learn about it than to try it. So we decided to launch in January. So Kickstarter has this Make 100 project. And so the tiers all have to represent something about 100. And then these projects will be seen on a different page on the Kickstarter. And so basically we have things like 100 minutes with Yobi and Kim. 100 virtual thank yous is our favorite.
How cool is that, Jed? 100 virtual thank yous from Yobi and Kim.
That's amazing.
Just wanted to add that to what Kim's saying. We are so proud that yesterday we were named number two project of almost 2,000. I think the number was 1,900 something of projects. And our project is at number two. And that really shows how people are really thinking about affirmations and positivity in the new year. We're very lucky that we launched in January, the new year. People are really thinking about making the best out of 2022.
Yeah. And that is absolutely something that I want to do. We have gone through a really tough couple of years. And I think the world can really use some positive affirmations. Just to begin with, if you are listening and you were born before 2019, you deserve a standing ovation because this has been a crazy time in our history. We've been locked down and don't wear a mask, wear a mask. Don't you dare take a breath without eight masks on, and it's been a very challenging time. But for the most part, we've come together, we've supported each other, and we can support each other even more going forward, making 2022 the best year ever. And what a great way to do it than with quick affirmations for super busy women and super busy men. Yobi, just as an example, in the morning, I'm crazy. My kids, they don't want to eat their breakfast. They don't want to get dressed. I got to get them to school. I got a phone call and I got a Zoom meeting and interview and I have to do post-production. What would super busy, what would it look like if I picked up quick affirmations for super busy men. What would I do? Would I have to sit down and read a chapter or?
No, Jet, that sounds like you're describing my morning every single morning. It's insane. I'm trying to get my toddler out of the house. I'm begging her to just put the extra layer on. I want her to eat her breakfast. It's the same thing every single morning. So like I'm waiting for this product to be printed and sitting on my desk because I can just flip a card, take a moment. So I tune everything out. I flip a card, I read something on the card, and it typically will say, I am loved, I am valued, I am a rock, and I'm resilient. Something like that for R. I'm a rock, and I'm a resilient for those I love. And I'll put it down. It just takes that 10 seconds to take a deep breath, refocus, and say, okay, let's go. You want your jacket? Here you go. You don't want to wear this? Fine. It's okay. Can I bring it with you in the car so you can decide if you want to put it on later on? Because I don't want to be in the battle with my daughter every single morning. And then when she comes back from home, from school, let's do this homework first. No, let's eat first. It's really minor things every single day that drives us crazy. It's not a big problem because when your family are faced with a big problem, you know what your families do? They connect. They fight together, they unite, and they talk and we solve it. But it's a small stuff that drives everyone insane. And I'm near breaking point, Jen, with this daughter being a three-year-old. I was talking to Kim, I said, give me something. Help me out here with this three-year-old. She's so sassy and Kim's, oh, it's going to get worse. Just wait. And I said, well, thank you so much, Kim. I'm just going to count on my affirmation book to help me out here.
Yes.
As the dad of a very sassy three-year-old who became a very sassy 10, 12, 13, 17-year-old and who is an absolutely amazing, beautiful young woman, it does get a little bit worse, but it's also – but you – it's a fun ride, and I think you're going to have a lot of fun. And I love that you talked about, you know, taking that 10 seconds to sit down and read that and refocus. That's what we teach our kids.
Yes.
You know, it's that common sense knowledge that really isn't all that common anymore. You feel like you're at the breaking point before you allow yourself to break. Stop, take a deep breath, read an affirmation. And then remember who you are and how strong you are and then move on. I love this project. I love this. Kim, what is the goal? What's it? Cause with Kickstarter, you make it or break it. You got to reach that goal. So what's the goal for your project?
So actually, we set our goal just at bare minimum for us. So our goal is 2888 because 8 is a lucky number. But we're hoping that we can obviously take advantage of stretch goals here. So we're hoping that we achieve that goal fairly soon. And then we can offer some really awesome extra stretch goals for people that will incent them to keep going and keep pledging to our project.
Great. And Yobi, where can they go to take part, to find the project and to be a part of it?
I think it's pretty easy to find us in Kickstarter now. Go to kickstarter.com and type in quick affirmations A to Z. We are number 2 in Make 100. And then we are also a project we love.
Yes, we are.
A Kickstarter campaign. We are very lucky that we got this 2 hours into launch.
Yes.
We're very proud of that. And if they can't find it there, we're all on Instagram. My Instagram channel is BYOBQ, spelled as BYYOBEQIU, and Kim has her own Instagram, where we're all posting over our social medias. Kim, do you want to share yours?
Yes. So I'm author Kim Ann. It's A-N-N with no E at the end. They can find me on Instagram and on Facebook. And I tell a funny story because, yes, we did get a Project We Love badge less than 2 hours after we launched. But Yobi was actually teaching a workshop, and I was on with her. I was just commenting and responding in the chat box when I got a pop-up email that it was like, congratulations, you've earned Project We Love. And I said, excuse me, Yobi, one moment. I'm just going to interrupt. I said, we're a Project We Love. And it was less than 2 hours after we launched, which is like amazing. So we were super proud and excited about that.
Well, we're really excited, and we want to encourage everybody to check it out. It's Quick Affirmations A to Z for Super Busy Women and Quick Affirmations A to Z for Super Busy Men. It's a Kickstarter program that Kickstarter loves, and we love it too. My friend, and also be sure to check out that Lunar New Year is coming. Be sure to check out our Lunar New Year by our friend Yobi Q. Yobi, Kim, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us. It's such a nice pleasure to talk to you all the time. You're just a breath of good air, and you're such a shine sunlight, and your smile is so bright.
Thank you. We appreciate it so much. It's nice seeing you again.
Please be sure to join us for the next episode of the Reading With Your Kids podcast. Our guest will be John Edelson. He is the founder and CEO of Time for Learning. He's going to be here to talk to us a little bit about his company that provides great support for homeschooling families. Also going to be talking about education and some of the ways that education may change in the future. That's the next episode of the podcast. Speaking of education, if you are the author of a fantastic children's book, you would be wise to educate yourself about the many ways we can help you celebrate your book here at the Reading With Your Kids podcast. Of course, you can be a guest on the podcast. It's fun. It's easy. Doesn't cost a thing. It gives you the chance to tell thousands of people about your fantastic book. You can also submit your book to our Reading With Your Kids Certified Great Read Program. If our panel believes that your book is worthy of 4 or 5 out of 5 stars, it becomes a Certified Great Read. And with that status, comes a whole lot of really powerful ways to let families know that your book is worthy of their consideration. You can also take part in our monthly promotion program. We will celebrate your book for a month through commercials here on the podcast, messages to our 66,000 plus social media followers, and have your book displayed on our nationwide network of digital pedestrian billboards. Check it out today. Go to our website, readingwithyourkids.com. Click in the author's play kit button at the top of the page and scroll on down to our various services. Want to thank the folks who made today's show so wonderful. Of course, we want to start by thanking our guests, Yobi Q and Kim Ann. Please be sure to check out their Quick Affirmations for Super Busy Women and Super Busy Men Kickstarter project. Also want to thank my team, Alejandro Daugherty, Fatima Khan, Rory Brady, Skylar Strauss. I want to thank my beautiful wife for all the support she gives me. Most of all, we all want to thank you. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. And as always, thank you so very much for taking the time to make the world a better place by reading with your kids. I'll be looking for you in the next edition of the Reading With Your Kids podcast.